Very thankful for the opportunity. I ask that you continue to pray. So many thoughts has came to my mind since Brother Daniel started speaking. And I appreciate so much what Brother Marty, the comments he made about Beulah and that it meant being married. I had a wedding last night that I performed. And it was just a beautiful, peaceable time. Brother Will Martin was there, and I asked him to lead off with prayer. And it's two that just recently has joined into the church. And what's on my mind this morning is what I was talking about last night to them at the wedding. But I was thinking, as Brother Daniel was speaking, you know, not only did it speak of the ram skins dyed in red, but it spoke of badger skins even being over that. You know, when Adam and Eve first sinned against God, you know, when they tried to cover themselves with the things of this world, you know, God covered them with skins. Pointing all the way to the cross, because I've done some skinning in my life, and it's impossible without blood being shed. There was much blood shed in those ram skins and in those badger skins. I'm pretty well satisfied that's how they was dyed red, Brother Daniel, is the blood that was shed. But Brother Daniel made mention of something else that was in there. A candlestick. And that's what's on my mind. You know, the way that you were able to see those things that was in there when you went in was the light that was set on the candlestick. In the fifth chapter of Matthew, and I want to read the first verse before I go over to what I've got on my mind. It says, and see, this is the Beatitudes. It says, and seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him. Very important. Because who he is talking to here, I don't care what the world teaches you about that it's to all men, that if you'll just, if I offend, I'm sorry, but when they tell you if you'll just accept and believe, this book, this love letter was written to one people, and that's the children of Almighty God, and none other. None of them. And who he is addressing is his disciples. He makes that very plain. In the 14th verse, he says, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. I just got three verses I want to read here. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. This is what I spoke about last night at the wedding. If you go over this, this is also spoken of in Mark. In the 4th chapter, in verse 21, also in Luke, in the 11th chapter. But he tells them, he says, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel. If you'll go to Mark's reference, it'll also say under a bed. Now I want to ask you something. Now remember, Christ is saying we are the light. The Lord is the light. The Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is the light. It's my goal in life to be a reflection of that light. That's what I want to strive toward more perfectly, is to be that light. Because the more I've got to looking at this, brethren, my household is at stake here in so many ways. Oh, and that candlestick. Maybe we'll get to that. I'll go ahead and give you this. In the first chapter of Revelations, Do you remember what the mystery of the seven golden candlesticks was? Yeah. They was the seven churches. Right. Who here would take an open flame and set it under their bed? And the definition of a bushel is a dry measure. Dry measure. I've been in fire work long enough to know something dry goes up quick. Many houses is burnt because the bed caught on fire. Somebody was smoking or whatever else. Who here would take an open flame and put it under their bed or under a dry measure? Nobody. But how many times in life will we take this light of a child of God and get so caught up in things in our workplace, or so caught up in things of this world, or maybe want to fit in with the crowd? I work so much with my children on this, trying to get so caught up in the crowd that we will hide that light of what we are as a child of God, and we'll stick it in a place that dangerous. And brother, let me tell you something. Not only is that bed, to me, that bed represents our rest. This brother spoke about rest a little bit, what we can rest in. Let me tell you something. When we hide that light, when we put that light under a place it don't need to be, and we put it back, and we put it under that bed, not only are we off, can we lose our place of rest, and you will lose your place of rest if you leave that light long enough. Brother, you're as susceptible to lose the whole house. To lose the whole house. Who would take that light and put it under a dry measure, under a bushel? That's what sustains us. That's our food. That's what's going to give us our strength. That's our Lord. That's what gives us what we need to get through that life. Not only could we burn up the whole barn and what's in it, we could lose the whole house. The whole house. By putting that light in those places. By hiding that light where it don't need to be. Oh, but what did the Lord tell them? Yeah. Neither did men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. Don't tell me that a child of God don't need the church.
Amen.
I'm with you, Brother Daniel, on that. Don't tell me that you don't need the church.
Right.
I've had people tell me, well, I believe in God, I can make it just fine out here in the world. I've talked to them afterwards, and I promise you they don't.
Amen.
But he said, put it on a candlestick. Oh, and listen, this is one thing I told the brother and sister last night as we were standing out there in the yard. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. I told them, I said, there's children here. I said, the light that you shine, it's going to make their way to see more clearly.
Yes.
It giveth light unto all that are in the house. And I warned them. I said, something else to be very careful about. Don't go out into the world and try to live one way and then come back into your house and be somebody different. I said, this Bible calls this hypocrisy. You don't do that. I said, matter of fact, the next verse is where it says, let others see your light. First place it's supposed to be is in your house. You put it on that candlestick so all that are in the house may see. And has anybody in here ever tried to find something in the dark? All it takes is just a small light to make things different, don't it, Brother Martin? Just a small light. How many times have I lost that rest? I thank God so much for that mercy.
Amen.
If it wasn't for that mercy, brother, I know I'd have done lost the whole house. I'd have done lost the whole house. If it wasn't for that mercy, not only would I have lost my rest and what strengthened me for a short while, I'd have lost the whole house. Brother, I'm not talking to somebody. A man... I'm not talking about heaven and hell. Thank God in heaven I'm not talking about heaven and hell. I'm talking about right here in this life. And the reason I am, because that's what my Lord and Savior is talking about. Is right here in this life. Thank God that whether or not I get it right has anything to do with me going to heaven. Thank God for that. I had a Lord and Savior that took care of that. But brethren, I'm going to tell you what you can do. You get out into this world with what it teaches and some of the things that they lay on it, you can lose even your rest in that. You can even lose your rest in that right there. And that is, brethren, that's where my rest is at, in the finished work of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men. Let your light so shine before men, where it can be seen. Brother, do you know if we're not careful, we can even be ashamed of that light? Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. I told the brother and sister last night, I said, what you are starting this evening, it is a good work. A marriage is not something that man came up and invented. A marriage was ordained and is instituted by God Almighty. You find it all the way back over in Genesis when God tells Adam and Eve, for this reason shall a man leave his mother and father and cleave unto his wife. If you follow man's way, when the brother and sister come and talk to me last week about this one night, I told them, I said, if you follow after man's way, you can get tied up into so many things, you will lose this light. I said, the world will teach you, well, there's so much that don't work out today. Live together for a little while and see if it's going to work out. If I don't mean to offend, but if anybody's in that situation, the Bible will tell you plainly that it is impossible to please God without faith. And brethren, there's no faith in that union right there. No faith. It takes faith. I love the way Brother Lois Fuller put it one time. He said his granddaughter came to him, 19-year-old, wanting him to marry her, and her boyfriend was getting married. She said, Grandpa, it's going to be just fine. We've talked everything over. Said, we're going to split. Said, everything's going to be 50-50. He said, it'll never work. He said, it'll never work.
Amen.
He said, I promise you, honey, it's going to take 110% on your part at times, and it's going to take 110 on his part at times.
Right.
Brethren, this church that our Lord and Savior set up, you know what? It's a good work. This is a good work. We should be striving and keeping our light shining before us in such a way on that candlestick that others see this good work. And I love the way that it says after that. And glorify your Father which is in heaven. Brethren, let me tell you something. When our life is lived in such a manner that God is receiving glory, Brother Randall, this Bible teaches me He can even make my enemies be at peace with me.
That's right.
This Bible teaches me, and I've had it to witness, that He can bring things into my life that ain't even supposed to be. I'm so blessed, brethren. Sometimes when I think about it, I just have to go down on my knee. When I think what doctors has even told me in my life and what I've got. When I think of where I've once been in the world, Brother Daniel,
And what he's allowed me to see now is like I told him at Harmony Church. Paul said one time, and you look what Paul came up in life and where he was at in stature. He said, I count it all done.
Right.
And like I told him, if you don't understand that, meet me after church and we'll explain it. Just to win that excellency of that knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Just to have that. The rest of it didn't mean nothing. It's like I told that brother and sister the other night. It's the past, and that's exactly where you leave it. In the past. That's the way the Lord and Savior did us. He put it as far away as the east is from the west. Brethren, sometimes when I hide that light and I can't see good, east and west is about like that to me.
Yeah.
And I start feeling that guilt, and I start feeling that sin, and I start getting down. Well, Bob, what we need to know, we're a guilty sinner, absolutely, but don't finish it. Saved by grace.
Yeah, right.
And brethren, that should bring joy. Amen. This book's about joy. Let your light shine before you. Church, this is not just in an individual life. It can be in a marriage, and especially in a church. The church was the candlestick. The mystery of the seven golden candlesticks was they was the seven churches. The angels, the stars, was the stars. Brethren, there's so many things we can get caught up in life. So many things where we can hide that light. And the last, if you're not careful, we won't want nobody to know that we may go to a little church known as Union Primitive Baptist Church. If you're not careful, you'll not even want to use the word Primitive Baptist. You won't want to get into a conversation because you might have to explain what you believe. And somebody might think that's sort of strange. Well, guess what? That's a good thing to know, because that's according to this Bible, if they think it's strange, you've got the truth.
Yeah.
And we've got the truth. I believe with all my heart we are in the true church of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that believes in salvation by the grace of God, that he did a finished work, that when he said it is finished, that it, every child of grace, everyone that he died for, every elect child of God will be nowhere but in heaven and immortal glory. Brethren, that's my rest, and I don't want to put my light in such a place that it might burn up my rest, and if I'm not careful, burn up my whole house. Burn up the whole house. I know Brother Randall knows what I'm talking about. He was in the fire department too long. Just by play. No, think about it. Who here would go home today and take an open flame and put it under your bed and just leave it there? Or go put it under the dry, something dry in your house, the dry measure, the dry food, and just leave it there? Nobody. It's foolishness. And that's what Christ is telling them right there in those three little verses. You take that candle, and you take that light, and you put it on that candlestick, and you walk back. It's a light to your feet. You don't stumble. You can walk through this world, and no matter what the world, it's the way that you understand. No, the world may say I do it this way, but God's light says I do it this way. That's how we know which way to go. That's how we don't stumble. Because just as sure as we get, broad is the road, broad and wide is the road that leads to destruction. That leads to destruction. The Lord said, the Lord gave a parable one time about two houses. Both of those were children of God. It says that they both heard the word. And if the Lord and Savior said they heard the word, they heard the word.
Amen.
They both heard the word. It's like I heard a man one time, I'll never forget, me and Amy went to a New Year's meeting one time. She had a cousin that was in a gospel bluegrass band. We was invited to a church. Wasn't of our faith, and during it, man got up and started preaching. He used that parable to scare people half to death. You know, I sat there and thanked God for a light that has shown me the truth, Brother Marty.
Amen.
I did. I sat back there in that crowd and I thanked God that he had shown me the truth. And that truth is our light. But those two men built a house. They both heard the word. You know what? One did what the word said and one did not. Mm-hmm. One built on the rock, which is the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Do you know how hard it is to build on a rock? As compared to good earth, the digging's a lot easier in the earth than in the rock, I promise you. Do you know, though, in Matthew and Luke, the exact same storm hit both houses, word for word. The rain beat vehemently, the wind blew, it don't leave one thing out. The same storm hit the house on the rock that it hit the house built on the earth. And the earth is right here, brother. Mm-hmm. Built the house on this. On what he could do. I don't need nothing. I can do it myself. You know what it says? All it says about that house that was built on the rock is it stood.
Right.
But listen. The house that was built on the earth, it don't just say that it failed. Remember, not only did the bed burn up. Brother, there's been times in my life I'm glad that's where it stopped at. And I could get back to get that back into that rest again. But it don't just say that the house failed. It says, and great was the fall of it. He lost the whole house.
Yeah.
Brother, we need to be very careful with this light. We need to guard it. We need to walk with it daily. By night, it's the light to our feet in this old world. And that light is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I thank you for that.